Sandra.
Hey, Sandra, this is Alex again.
Okay. All right.
Just sent you an email with
You
two
did.
samples of...
Okay.
Yeah. It has two sample pictures of the kind of illustrations we do. We have more
Okay.
extensive ones for comic designs, but I don't think they suit for a children's book, so... See if you received them. Did you get it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So it has two pictures and two different kind of designs. One's a bit more fine, the other is a bit doodle. It's a doodle-like design. So we'll divide the story accordingly to this level of size, like as you can see, we'll have 2 to 3 paragraphs max, not a lot to read, because children want to concentrate more on the picture than on the reading part, right? So we'll divide your story into small portions, and then we'll exactly decide the illustration that goes with that story, and we'll develop that accordingly. Otherwise, the second option would be, because I still haven't seen the story, I can't completely understand. However, there's like this is one kind of way that children books are designed. The other, but that usually is for like 12-year-olds, is a miniature comic design. You have a page similar like this, like it's a two-pager, but you have 6 boxes with 6 different images. Then it's like a small miniature comic. He's depicting, you know, depicting the story piece by piece. That's the second one. But people don't usually go for that since their target age is around the same as yours, around like 6 to 10. So for 6 to 10 year olds, this usually is a very good general description. It's one full picture with writing on either on one page or on both the pages. They can read at the same time they can see. With the lower picture, the one you see with the grandpa and grandma with the little kid, they wanted to design, you know, as you can read, like look at the floating scenery on the lake. So you can have animal design in the back for kids to see and, you know, point out, look at the squirrel scurrying up the tree. You can see a squirrel as well. So it depends on what exactly you want. This the lower one is a story about a grandma and grandpa who are writing for the little girl. The other one is for it's a mother writing for like writing a book for her kids. It's about a story of their kids. So depends on how things are, we can develop it accordingly. Any questions or?
No.
You seem slightly confused. What is it? You can talk to me.
Pardon me?
You seem like you're a bit lost in thought. Everything okay?
Yeah, I need to do more research. Because I'm just getting started. I really need to do more research.
If you have any questions, you can ask me. I can definitely hear your answer.
I just have to think it through. So.
You can definitely take your time and decide what you want to do with the book.
Okay. Yep. All right. And I have your phone number is what?
You have this phone number, right?
Yeah, 218-300-9881.
Yep.
Okay, let me give it some thought, Alex, and I'll call you back.
Okay, perfect. Think about
all
it.
Right.
Let me know. And if you want to talk about the other books, if you have the time, we can talk about those as well. Otherwise, we can do that on our next conversation. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. When would you like me to
Bye.
call?
Bye.
Okay. Take care.